Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Pete Sepp is our guest. He's the new president, at long last, the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. I encourage you to contribute to them, folks, contribute to their efforts. On your behalf, believe it or not, I mean, the things that they do, the light that they shine on some of the stuff that goes on in Washington, D.C., causes some of the rats and the roaches that would be charging, would be trying to raise taxes on you and spend more money than they should be. It causes those rats and roaches to retreat back just a little bit, if not go all the way back into their holes, back into their cesspools. It causes them to at least retreat a little bit and back off a little bit. And we have people like NTU. There are a lot of folks up there who try very hard, and none harder than National Taxpayers Union. Pete, on behalf of all of us, we thank you for your efforts.
Well, that's a pleasure. It's a tough job, but very rewarding on a personal level.
But they do have to be beat back, don't they? I mean, if it weren't for people like you shining a light on what they're attempting to do, they would wreak havoc and run roughshod over us, wouldn't they? All the time.
Well, I'm afraid so, because they will take as much as they possibly can of the public's productive resources unless we push back, unless we establish a limit on their behavior, and they test our limit every day.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, one of the things that that you have on your list here is what you call 12 no-brainer bills that could still pass after the election. Now, when you say no-brainer, you mean no-brainer good or no-brainer bad?
We mean no-brainer good.
Oh, good.
Congress has, pieces of legislation that have either passed one chamber of Congress or have been the subject of bipartisan hearings or have bipartisan support behind them. And these are things Congress...
Why haven't they already been passed then?
Some of them have.
If they're so bipartisan, why haven't they already sailed through?
Primarily, it's the United States Senate and the partisan games that are played there. Yes, that is primarily the reason. The House has passed
God
a number
help
of...
Us. God deliver us from Harry Reid.
And it's a very sad state, because when members of his own party are getting behind legislation and are willing to
Is he going to go down in history as the worst Senate majority leader in the history of the Senate?
It seems so.
Isn't he really? And folks, it's not just his politics. I mean, this is a really, the thing that got me on him, Pete, a dozen years ago, when they passed the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
When was that? 02, something like that.
Yeah.
They passed the Patriot Act. As they were passing it, now you and I both know that the Patriot Act, and I'm off topic just a little bit, but this is setting up the kind of person Harry Reid is. We all know that the Patriot Act broke down the wall that had been put up between the FBI and the CIA, which created the ability for the attackers, the 19 people, to attack us on 9/11, on 9/11, and by knocking down that wall with the Patriot Act, we've been safe ever since. Well, Harry Reid thought he'd killed it. And he came out I never will forget him walking out to a microphone and said, "We've killed the Patriot Act." He was so proud of himself. You would have thought his family had just had a new baby. He was so proud of himself. He said, "We've killed it."
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, that's the most un-American thing I've ever heard anybody say. Now, that set the tone of Harry Reid for me at that point.
Yeah.
He's done nothing. He's done nothing to redeem himself since then.
Yes, and we see this time after time. The Permanent Internet Tax Freedom Act. That's the one that would keep the ban on internet access taxes.
It's a no-brainer.
It's got nothing to do with internet sales. Just the taxes on your internet service would keep the federal ban in place.
But even though it's bipartisan against it, he wants to be able to tax the internet, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's saying this has passed the House. Got a liberal Democrat, Anna Eshoo of California, conservative Republican Bob Goodlatte is the lead sponsors. It literally sailed through the House, and where is it going to die? In the United States Senate, unless we can get them to move on it.
Mm-hmm. What else? What's another quick bill
A very simple one, the FLARE Act, Federal Land Asset Inventory Reform, would simply require the federal government to maintain a full inventory of federally owned land.
You mean actually keep up with assets that we own?
Well, we do not, and the federal government is doing a terrible job of tracking.
So we don't actually know what lands we own.
No.
Wow.
We can only make an educated guess. Sometimes it's a pretty poorly educated guess. Again, bipartisan sponsorship. It would sail through the House. It's going to meet a roadblock in the Senate.
Why is he getting? Why wouldn't that kind of? Why would even Harry Reid be against cleaning up his mess up there?
I think that he lives off gridlock. He likes to hold these pieces of legislation hostage for other bills on his agenda.
And here's the problem, though, Pete, on that land thing. If you and I lived out there, out west, and we decided we wanted to encroach accidentally over on their land, they'd come after us. They'd figure out that they owned it then, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Even before we accidentally encroached, we didn't know that they owned it. That's what would happen, folks. That's how this happens in reality. Tintail, right back with Pete Sepp. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.